Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I think I'm going to give it a go, EB. I'm going to hit Bowie, Rockville. Can I do it from D.C. in an hour and a half?
You can. You're just going to be racing around.
Can I sneak in a stop at the subway?
Pondridge
Drive.
You're going to miss our fearless new CEO's teleconference as a new Entercom employee, JP.
David Field,
yes.
I follow him on Twitter.
You do?
That's probably a good follow.
It probably is. It's a nice brown nose follow.
That is a good one.
I'm sure he's paid attention to who's following him.
I may have to follow your lead, JP.
I might have to do that.
I don't know. I saw he had some message, and it came up on my feed, and I was like, I guess I probably should follow that guy.
David Field,
ETM.
Hopefully this wasn't
Here's
the message.
Here's his tweet 37 minutes ago. It's official. Entercom and CBS Radio are now one. Today we start our quest to build something truly special and make history. Game day.
Hoping
here we go.
This is not the message.
Step into my office because you're f***ing fired.
That would be a bad message.
I see you're not the only brown noser. I see some salespeople. I see Pete Medhurst.
Oh, yeah, Pete's all over it.
Good job, Pedro.
All over it. Nice job, Pete.
Well done, sir.
What is Pete doing?
He's following David Field, as am I.
Yeah, I'm getting on that train right now.
Are you kidding? Of course I'm following that dude.
They both.
We got a contract. He's the new boss. We got about 13 months left on this thing.
Yeah.
We've been doing this show from our basement.
Every little bit helps. If a follow of the new boss helps, I'm there.
Right. Would you, I know we're trying to track down Brandon. Would you sell your daughter's virginity for $3 million?
Of course, I wouldn't do that.
How about 10 million?
Are you high?
All right, 10 million.
No.
Really? I'm just asking.
I would not.
There's no call. There's no amount.
No, I mean, that is her decision. Hopefully one she makes much further down the road.
What about if your wife came to you and said Cakes? She said, Johnny.
Yeah.
This guy wants to give me $3 million for the skins.
$3 million?
She goes, I'm not attracted. Trust me, I'm not attracted.
Yeah.
But it's $3 million for the skins. Can I give him the skins?
I'm not crazy about that scenario either. I'm just not.
Do you really care?
I do care.
You do. You would be.
I do.
What about $5
million? I don't know if I'd put I don't know if I'd put a price on it.
$10 million on your wife's skin.
I'd never be able to...
You have to watch it. Is that a cuckold
situation? I know, but
situation?
I would know about it. I would know about it.
Okay, but you got $10 million. You guys are now set for life.
$10 million is a lot of money, but I can't do that.
Wow.
I'm a man of principle.
I know. Bro, Brandon Lang is a swinger.
Oh,
you
would do it in a heartbeat.
Brandon, you would do that in 2 seconds.
He would do it for $10.
Right? If Kimmy came to you and she said, listen, I want to text this guy for, he wants to give me $1 million. You got no problem with that, right?
Oh, my God. No. What are we? This is indecent proposal all over again?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just throwing it out there. Cakes is much more moral than you. There's no amount of money he would sell his wife for.
Well, first of all, you're not... Well, I guess you're selling your wife, but...
You're not really. I mean, she's coming to you. Your wife is coming
to you. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, it's exactly what Woody Harrelson said to Demi Moore. Or Demi Moore said to Woody Harrelson in that movie. Is that how many people have you slept with and how many people have your wife slept with before you two met?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. So the only problem with this scenario is where's your moral code in life as you were born and raised and taught or bring religion into it or bring everything else into it. But at the end of the day, you weren't a virgin when you met your wife and she wasn't a virgin when she met you. And you don't have a problem. Let me ask you this question. Have you ever met someone that you know has slept with your wife before you met her?
Cakes. Ooh, that's a good question.
I think you have, right? Didn't one or two of the guys die already?
Yeah, her last boyfriend before old Flakesy is 6 feet under. Met him.
Her last lover.
So you're at a high school reunion, or you're out with friends, and right. You kind of look over, and there's a guy that you know tapped it before you ever married your wife.
Yeah. Great question. That's happening.
You're okay
right?
with it. You're okay with it. You don't. You can't hold
you can
your better
it.
Half
right.
responsible so for anything they did in their past.
So now you get money for it.
But that's one in the past.
Yeah, like, but she just sneaks one in the middle.
If I were to do that now, that's like it's in the present and it's in the
future. That it's the same thing. Only because there's a ring on the finger and a paper and biblical supported or whatever, you have a problem with it. But there's no difference between past, present, future.
Yeah, but I'd be salty, Brandon. That's all.
Okay, well, see that? Now you get that's all that matters.
Wow, you're going to get us fired on our first day as Entercom
employees.
Day
on Entercom.
By the way, Tom Daly says he'd sell his wife or girlfriend for $300.
That's a little bad right there. You got to get some coin with it. But no, listen, at the end of the day, at some point as a man, you understand that as your relationship grows longer with your better half, you aren't as active with each other as you are when you first met. That's just reality.
It's
and
normal.
Anybody says in their Kimmy and I, I'm 50, she's in her 40s. It's not the same when she was in her 30s and I was in her 40s. You have kids, you get tired, you get this. Everyone's correct when they say that. So your better half becomes more of a best friend than they do that crazy partner you were with when you first met.
Of course.
So
normal.
For $1 million cash, it's a no-brainer. Listen, if your wife's really great, lucky if it's 10 minutes. And who cares if he's bringing Julio Jones type stuff to the table? It doesn't matter. Because my buddy was in the locker room of the Atlanta Falcons like a year ago, and Julio walks out of the shower.
Yeah.
I tell you this story?
No, but you got to be careful.
You have to be very careful.
I'm very careful. Just hold on a minute. So Roddy White is doing an interview, and he looks over Julio Jones. He goes, come on, man, put it away. And Julio, not saying a word, just smiles. And saunters down through the locker room, my boy said, you wouldn't have believed it unless you saw it.
Right.
And that's
the legend of Julio Jones. And then they're listening, Charles Haley and all these, Harry Carson walking around with a bar. I mean, there's stories of whatever. But whether it's that guy is that or he's small, it's just once you realize at some point it's just sex. It's the physical act of sex. She did it 30 times before she met you. You did it how many times before you met her? But you're connected emotionally and physically and spirit and all that. That's why it's a little bit of a problem. But at the end of the day, it is just sex. And that's it.
I love life advice from Brandon Lang.
Be lies.
I love it.
He's a straight shooter.
Relationship expert, Brandon Lang.
Yes, exactly.
How did you do last week on your games? I can't even remember.
I heard it was a tough week in the
pros.
Was
it a tough week?
I isolated the wrong game in pros. College was great. I mean, I forgot what I gave out on your show. I either talked about Auburn. I talked about maybe, I think I might have gave out TCU, but I also gave out, Miami of Florida. I know I talked about those a lot on radio. Mississippi State, pros I had Buffalo. But on your show, I think I did okay.
Hmm. What do you like this
last
weekend?
Last night I had the Steelers. A night before Toledo and Bowling Green over 66. Toledo got that on their own. So we're plodding along. Four or five winning weeks.
About our money line bet. We have a big money line bet. The four junkies have all combined thrown in cash just for the Saints to win.
Yeah, you're pretty safe there.
Don't you think?
You're pretty safe there. I think the game goes over 51. That total's too low. If Washington and Minnesota can combine for 68, I think you're pretty safe that New Orleans is going to be able to move the football against Washington. Washington's so banged up, and it's so sad because Cousins is playing with B receivers and Reed's banged up, and they just continue to be competitive week in, week out. Listen, Washington went in and upset Seattle courtesy of three missed field goals. I don't see them going in there and beating New Orleans outright. Your money line bet on New Orleans is pretty safe.
Right. Well, I had the same bet on Seattle, though, loser, and the same bet on the Raiders, loser.
Well, those are two teams that can't score.
You know, you mentioned the Vikings. I'm interested in that game, the Vikings and the Rams. How do you see that one playing out?
Vikings are in a great spot. People ask me why I like the Steelers so much last night. I said the last six games that the Titans had played were against Houston, who's 3-6, and they put almost 60 on them. Miami 4-5, Colts 3-7, Browns 0-9, Ravens 4-5, Bengals 3-6. So it's very easy to get caught up in the hype of the Rams and what they're doing. But look at their schedule. They start off the year 1-1, losing to Washington at home 27-20. They beat the Niners 41-39. They beat Dallas, which was struggling at the time, 35-30. Seattle, with a similar defense that you see with Minnesota, goes into L.A. and holds them to 10 points and beats them 16-10. They go down to Jacksonville and get a nice win, but they score 27 points, but 14 of that came on a block punt and a kickoff return for a touchdown. So essentially, they only scored 13 at Jacksonville. And their last three games were Arizona, Giants, Texans. They're playing a big boy team here in Minnesota. They're facing a Minnesota team that has two losses all year. At Pittsburgh, which, as you saw last night, when Pittsburgh gets it going, they get it going. And then the Lions at home in week four, 14-7. Since then, they've won and covered every game, Minnesota. So, and their defense, they held Baltimore to 16, held Cleveland to 16. Redskins game got kind of out of hand last week. But this line's 2.5. The Rams aren't going to go 14-2, guys. It's just not going to happen. This is a great spot for Minnesota at home, -2.5.
Do you see them fading away in the second half? Everybody's high on Sean McVay and the Rams, but every year a team fades away in the second half. I think the Vikings did last year. Rams got a tougher schedule in the second half.
Yeah, I don't see them fading away, but they, after that easy schedule that I just read off to you, they have at Minnesota, they host the Saints, they catch their breath at Arizona, then they got Philly at home and at Seattle and at Tennessee. So I don't see them fading away, but I can see them finishing 12-4, which is still a great year, which is probably going to win their division easily. With Seattle and the injuries of Thomas is banged up, Sherman's out, Seattle's going to have some problems down the stretch with that secondary, and that's why people are talking about Seattle over Atlanta on Monday night. I don't see it. That secondary is not going to be able to defend the Atlanta passing game. I don't see it. So they'll win their division, but I see them losing at least probably two more times, maybe even three. Their schedule's tough. That game at Tennessee, at Seattle, home against Philly, home against the Saints. They're not beating both the Saints and Philly at home. That's what happens. They're going to lose one of those, and they're going to lose on Sunday. So there's two of their losses right there.
All right. Does Brandon Lang have any good college plays this weekend?
Yeah, Army. Get on Army +3 over North Texas. Army's got two losses this year, a four-point loss at Tulane, a loss to Ohio State, 38-7. Doesn't look too bad when you lose to Ohio State by 31, when Michigan State loses by 45. They shut out Air Force 21-0. Army's in a good spot. NC State, you're going to get some value with NC State, courtesy of Wake Forest putting up 60 on Syracuse. But this is a head coach in NC State, 14-2 straight up, 12-3-1 against the spread in conference games, coming off a conference game, including 9-0 straight up, game 9 out. NC State's a pretty good football team. I went against them last week and won with Boston College +3.5, but I was very impressed with them bouncing back after their back-to-back losses to Clemson and they lost to Clemson and I want to say Notre Dame back-to-back, and they bounced back to get a big win there.
All right, people need to check out BrandonLang.com. Next time we have you on, Brad Johnson should be back in studio. He is the master of the wraparound vacation, so he took 2 days this week, the 3 days leading up to Thanksgiving, so he essentially gets 2 weeks off.
Brilliant.
Why don't you guys do that?
We're dumb.
Too slow.
We're dumb.
Too slow.
I love the indecent proposal. Chatter, yeah. Guys.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon.
Brandon Lang. Do need to let people know, McDonald's signature crafted recipe sandwiches are here. Pico guacamole made with Real House avocados. Sweet barbecue bacon made with thick-cut applewood, smoked maple bacon, and sriracha with limited edition sriracha mac sauce. And now with McDelivery, you can order McDonald's on Uber Eats. Get a signature crafted sandwich delivered to your door. Download the Uber Eats app and try one today. It's all at participating McDonald's. I'm loving it. For Cakes, EB, I'm JP. Have a great weekend. Grant and Danny, next. Beep.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.